The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is a story about one man's journey from death row executioner to Lutheran pastor. It's titled The Executioner's Redemption, My Story of Violence, Death, and Saving Grace. You can check it out at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. The Executioner's Redemption is on sale for $12.99. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, The Executioner's Redemption.
Are you alone out here? What are you doing so deep in the jungle? Don't you know what you are? I know what you are. I know where you came from. Poor, sweet little cub. I'll keep you close. Let go of your fear now. And trust in me.
That's the trailer for the movie The Jungle Book. Most of us remember the first iteration, film iteration of this as a Disney classic, an animated classic of Rudyard Kipling's book. And it was delightful and full of catchy little songs. This, not so much a musical. This is a little more true to life, although the whole thing, I think, takes place in the world of CGI. It is stunning visually. It also has something to do, and we'll talk about this in the course of our review of the movie, with a big topic nowadays, and that is how you self-identify. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in on this Thursday afternoon, April the 21st. We're going to be reviewing the movie The Jungle Book. Pastor Ted Giese will join us. Then after that, we continue our series Christ in the Old Testament. We'll be kind of all over the Old Testament, literally, talking about Jesus as shepherd, the good shepherd in the Old Testament with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer. You can join us for the next hour with your questions or your comments. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc. Our beloved on-demand listeners, wherever, whenever you listen, you can use the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382. Joining us to review the movie The Jungle Book, Pastor Ted Giese. He has a bachelor's degree in fine arts, associate pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. He taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. Ted, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd.
First of all, let's talk about, just to kind of set the kind of the realm where we're dealing with the kind of the art and the craft of this. The director here, John Favreau, is no, if people cannot be ignorant of his films, just name a few of them, and he's no stranger to kind of the children's genre either.
Yeah, he recently had the really big hit for himself was Iron Man. So when he had Iron Man, that really kicked off all of the most modern iteration of the Marvel superhero movies. That got the whole ball rolling onto what we've been seeing in the last number of years. So Iron Man came out in 2008. But he also did a movie called Zathura, A Space Adventure, which is written by the same children's novelist who wrote the book Jumanji. And Zathura is thoroughly a children's movie with lots of special effects. It had Josh Hutcherson in it and Christian Stewart. So it's definitely a big kids movie, and that one was from 2005. And then before that, he really kind of hit it big with Will Ferrell in a movie called Elf, which is a heavily nostalgic film with Will Ferrell being an elf from the North Pole who discovers that he's really a person. And these are the kinds of movies that he's been involved in for the last number of years. And really now he's also very active behind the scenes with the other Marvel movies, doing production, like doing the producing parts of pieces of those films.
So this is a guy who knows how to make movies, and he knows how to make movies that appeal to both adults and to kids at the same time. The prime example there being Elf. Is The Jungle Book a kids' movie?
It is, but it's not for young children. So, you know, you're going to be looking at older kids, not your very young kids. For the very young kids, maybe The Jungle Book cartoon might be better for them, because as soon as you move into this photorealistic CGI style of filmmaking and you put a real, actual flesh and blood kid in the mix, it just makes the whole thing more intense. So all of the villains that were in the cartoon really are kicked up a notch in this. So there's Ka, the Indian python, this time voiced by Scarlett Johansson, and King Louie, the big ape. In this particular movie too, they do these things for adults. They kind of give you a couple little nods and hints towards, you know, like Apocalypse Now almost. It's almost like Marlon Brando in The Shadows, you know, this kind of thing. Even some of the hand gestures are the same. So you get this kind of stuff, but it's much darker. And then Shere Khan, the tiger, the main protagonist, or the antagonist, I should say, by Idris Elba, voiced by him, is much more menacing than in the cartoon, and is in the film more than he is in the cartoon.
Okay, so this is going to be darker. This is going to be more dangerous. This is also going to does it immerse the viewer? Sometimes, you know, the only one live actor, and everyone else is using the facial mapping for the CGI. Sometimes that can distract. I think it did in cases like other big CGI movies. Does this one do it, or does it immerse you? Do you feel like you're in the jungle with this little guy?
You're pretty quickly sucked into it. It's very high quality CGI, much better than I just remember going to see Avatar. Avatar was very good CGI, excellent CGI, still really amazing stuff. But then after that, everybody was like, well, we have to have like 3D and we have to have all this stuff. And there was a movie called Clash of the Titans. It was a remake. It came out. It was terrible. Like, the CGI was terrible. The 3D was terrible. With this, the 3D and the CGI is very good, high-quality stuff. It sucks you in. And as for, like, the kid actor who's playing Mowgli, this little boy in the film, this Neil Setti, he's doing an admirable job. There's, like, a lot of adult, you know, longtime actors that do this kind of stuff and would fall on their face. And he's really doing a good job. It you know, for a kid, this is his first movie role. He's doing a really, really good job in this.
Now, there's something that you've observed recently about this film that I think we do need to talk about. And it's very current, but it's also could present a problem for Christian viewers here. And that has to do with the issue of self-identification. How does it fit in with this book?
I think this is a really interesting thing, and we're going to have to unpack it a little bit along the way here. The Jungle Book is essentially the story of a feral child. So the idea is that you have an infant or a toddler who's been left in the woods and now is is living in the woods. So you have these actual stories of people who are raised by wolves. This does happen occasionally. And Rudyard Kipling, who wrote The Jungle Book, the book that this, the cartoon and now this movie, and many other movies actually and cartoons have been based on, he was writing a book about, in a lot of ways, with very strong themes of identity. Where do I belong? And in the course of the book, what you have happen is, you have Mowgli, who's being raised by wolves, who eventually is kicked out of the wolf pack for being a man. And then he goes and lives in the village, and he ends up being eventually kicked out of the man pack, or the village of men, because he's too much like a wolf. So he doesn't really find his identity. And in the end, he manages to, you know, return to the jungle in a very triumphant way in Rudyard Kipling's book. So then in the cartoon from 1967, you have, again, this case where he's in danger. Shere Khan, the tiger, wants to kill him. And this is the same in all three, that Shere Khan, the tiger, wants to kill him. And in the cartoon, he survives that and is lured into the village at the end by a young woman. And it becomes a story of him leaving the jungle behind, and his new identity is ahead of him in the village. He's really going to go and be a man. That's what that cartoon, in the end, becomes a story of. So again, there's identity and belonging in that. He doesn't really want to go to the village. He wants to stay in the jungle, but eventually he does end up going towards the village. In this film, and each of these are kind of a product of their time, right? So in this film here, in the end, he doesn't end up going to the village. He ends up staying in the jungle community. And what they have is this kind of moment where, like, all along, he wants to be part of that wolf pack. He wants to be a wolf, but he is a boy. He's not a wolf. And he's trying to do things the wolf way, but he also likes to do things human ways. He's got tricks and things like that that he does. And the leader of the wolf pack is always saying, you know, no tricks kind of a thing. So he ends up then being part of the wolf pack, but in a kind of bizarre way. So what happens in the end of this movie is that all of the animals turn on Shere Khan the tiger, and they recite the law of the jungle, which is something that the wolves teach each other, and it's this little saying, but they all say it together. So in essence, the camera moves from person to person to person, and they're saying this law of the jungle that is really associated with the wolves. So what they're kind of saying is that it's one of these inclusive belonging kind of things. And I think it would be, this can be read in a number of ways, depending on where you're coming from as a viewer when you watch it. But this little line that they say is, now this is the law of the jungle, as old and as true as the sky. The wolf that shall keep it may prosper, but the wolf that shall break it must die. As the creeper that girds the tree trunk, the law runneth forward and back. For the strength of the pack is the wolf, and the strength of the wolf is the pack. So it's everybody in it together kind of a thing. But when you have every animal of the jungle saying it, they're all saying that they're part of the wolf pack, but now you've got porcupines and elephants and panthers and just every different kind bears all saying this together. Essentially, if a bear wants to be a wolf, fine. If a porcupine wants to be a wolf, fine. They don't have to be porcupines and bears. They can be part of the wolf pack.
Let's take a break. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Reviewing the movie The Jungle Book with Pastor Ted Giese on this Thursday afternoon, April the 21st. A few more minutes with him, then we're going to go into our series, Christ in the Old Testament, Jesus as Shepherd throughout the Old Testament, not just Psalm 23. Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer will be our guest.
Like we always do. Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture you see?
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. Issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Would you like to help a college or seminary student attend the Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference? You can purchase a conference scholarship for a contribution of $100 to Issues, Etc. You can donate online at issuesetc.org/scholarship. Or you can make your $100 check payable to Issues, Etc. Write Scholarship in the memo line and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 602-866-2234.
Daily exercise for the Christian mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Trinity Lutheran Church in Vilonia, Indiana, is a mighty fortress that stands as a bulwark against the attacks of the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh. We are located in Jackson County, about 2 miles south of historic Fort Vilonia on State Road 135. Join us every Lord's Day for Sunday school and Bible class at 8:30 and divine service at 9:30. Come and receive the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation from God's Valiant One, Jesus Christ, who has conquered death and holds the field forever.
Martin Luther taught that the chief function of music and worship was the proclamation of the Word of God. With Heirs of the Reformation, Treasures of the Singing Church, you will hear over 2 centuries of Lutheran musical theology, beautifully performed and faithfully sung. For a limited time, save 10% on this 4-CD set when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music. Brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Pastor Ted Giese is our guest for the next few minutes. We're reviewing the movie The Jungle Book. You mentioned something before the break, Ted, that this is a film that can be, especially in that closing sequence, can be seen as kind of the support for, well, I self-identify as male, although I'm female, or the other way around. Deeply embedded in the culture war that we find ourselves in. Is it fair to read the film that way? And how would you respond as a Christian pastor if that's how somebody, especially a Christian, says, wow, that's a great little message of you are whoever you want to be? How would you respond to it?
I would say that the modern secular progressive kind of point of view could definitely read it like that. Also, if you were involved in like really hardcore kind of environmentalism, you could see man in this movie being presented as a plague species and not somebody part of the pack, as it were. And you could see a storyline there, like a kind of like in terms of, you know, being one with nature and all that kind of stuff. That could be a part of it too. But I think as Christians, when we come to see something like this, we bring with us our faith, scripture. And I think that maybe the more important thing, when you see kind of a we're all in it together kind of a message being played out, for the Christian parent, let's say, watching this with an older kid, maybe the thing to say is, okay, so here we are, we're a family, but we're also Christians, and we're part of a bigger family as Christians, and we're all in this together, and then to focus it in on the baptismal identity that they have in Christ. So you could kind of go towards Colossians chapter 3, where, you know, there's neither Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but in Christ, Christ is all and in all, like that kind of thing, wrapped up in the baptismal identity of the kid and the family, of the kids and the family and the parents and the rest of their Christian community. That would be a way that one way for Christians to look at this is you being adopted into this bigger family through your baptism.
Before you go to see The Jungle Book with your kids, read Pastor Ted Giese's review at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Pastor Ted Giese is a regular guest. He has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He's associate pastor at Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. He taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. Ted, thank you very much for being our guest.
You're welcome. Thank you.